Poem Forest is a free nature writing prize that breathes life back into the natural world that sustains us. Created by Red Room Poetry, Poem Forest is all about using words to create positive climate action. Students and teachers are invited to send in their nature poem, and every poem received is a tree planted to help heal habitats. They already have over 3,000 entries so far. Here to talk to us today about the Poem Forest Prize is Director of Good Life Permaculture, regular presenter on Gardening Australia, and Poem Forest guest judge Hannah Maloney. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
It's wonderful to have you. Poem Forest uses writing and poetry to involve students in climate action. How effective is learning through the arts when educating young children about climate change and the environment?
Oh, I think it's absolutely key. The power of art is real, whether that's music or painting or, in this case, words. It just grabs you hold of you and your heart, not just your mind, and really engages you in the issues of the time, which is climate action, absolutely, and can kind of massage those issues into a space of solutions and hope rather than not just doom and gloom, which is often the common narrative around the climate emergency. And so art is absolutely critical just for getting in touch with what really matters, and that's the connection to land, life, and love.
Because you are a guest judge for this year's Poem Forest Prize, what do you think makes a good nature poem?
Oh, well, I'll be looking for those poems that transport you to that time, to that place, to that natural environment setting, whether it's the beach, the trees, the garden, the soil. I'm looking to, feel it, smell it, touch it through your words. And that can be so many different things, but it's really what can really transport the reader to that place that you're describing.
How does the work you do with Good Life Permaculture interact with the arts and involvement in poetry?
Oh, look, here at Good Life Permaculture, we do heaps of work around connecting people to their land, basically. So whether that's educating them on how to grow food or keeping bees and keeping goats, everything in between. But I think it's so, the crux of our work is teaching people how to have a good life for themselves and others. And to me, that's my art form, if you like. Gardening and working with farms is really about connecting with people and place and creating beautiful things which regenerate people and communities.
Now, there is a chance to win $5,000 in prizes if you enter your nature poem. For people listening, how do they enter?
Oh, absolutely. Great question. So just go to the website redroompoetry.org and do this by next Friday, the 23rd of September by 5 p.m. And you can just follow the instructions on that website to submit your own poem. And so any student and teacher can apply. It's a wonderful opportunity to write a poem and then have a tree planted in honour of that poem. You can't get much better than that.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Hannah.
Oh, thanks for having me.
That was Hannah Maloney, Director of Good Life Permaculture and Poem Forest Judge, chatting to us about the amazing Poem Forest Prize and how it gets children involved in climate action. If you would like to enter, please visit redroompoetry.org. Click on the Projects tab and you'll find Poem Forest. The prize closes next Friday, the 23rd of September, so enter while you can.